From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Madison Conti. MU has joined a national alliance to develop inclusive faculty practices in its STEM departments. Aspire, the National Alliance for Inclusive and Diverse STEM Faculty, will focus on recruitment, hiring, and retention of diverse science, technology, engineering, and math faculty. MU announced yesterday it's one of 20 universities joining the Aspire Alliance, which will last for 3 years. According to the Columbia Missourian, it's co-led by the Association of Public and Land-Grant Universities, which is a research, policy, and advocacy organization aiming to improve public higher education. UM System President Moon Choi was elected to the organization's board of directors yesterday. Boone County Community Against Violence and MU Healthcare came together Sunday afternoon at the Columbia Boys and Girls Clubs for a public health expo. It taught life-saving techniques to about 50 people who could become potential bystanders. According to the Columbia Missourian, the community group's founder, Shonda Hamilton, lost her daughter to gun violence in Columbia earlier this year. Hamilton's daughter did not receive medical attention before first responders arrived on scene, so now Hamilton is giving others the tools to provide it. Hamilton said the group is looking for volunteers and that they will be organizing another event after the holiday season. Multiple speakers at Saturday's Building Blocks for Missouri's Success annual conference said that Missouri needs to improve its food security. Bill McKelvey, project coordinator at MU's Interdisciplinary Center for Food Security, said Missouri's rate of food insecurity is 12%, while the U.S. average is 11.7%. Missouri's health department wants to ban medical marijuana businesses from paying taxes in cash, a move that industry advocates say could shut out small businesses from the field. According to the Columbia Missourian, the state's voters in 2018 made medical marijuana legal, but sales are still prohibited under federal law. Beleaf CEO Mitch Myers said financial institutions, particularly national banks, shy away from working with the cannabis industry because of the federal ban. That forces some marijuana businesses to pay bills and salaries in cash. Myers said Missouri's proposed cash-only policy will also make it difficult or impossible for some businesses to pay state taxes. UM System President Moon Choi has been elected to the Board of Directors of the Association of Public and Land-Grant Universities. According to an MU press release, the appointment places Choi alongside leaders of public universities around the country. At its meeting yesterday, the Columbia School Board approved John Warner Middle School as the name of its 7th middle school, which will open in fall 2020. I'm Madison Conti, KBIA News, Columbia.